Thank you, President Norton, and you haven't lost that rolling of the R's. Very good. So good evening, everyone. I have some extended thoughts this evening to kick off the school year, but needless to say, I and the rest of the staff are very excited for the start of the new school year. A few weeks ago, we welcomed back our administrators, and this week, we welcome all of our teachers back to educating our students and collaborating with their colleagues in preparation for a great school year. We're starting the school year with a lot of strong systems in place to support our students and teachers, and we have a multi-tiered system of support so that our schools know what it means to have support from a central perspective, and our teachers who have the greatest need are getting the most services in those communities that have the greatest needs. As the year progresses, we will share more and more information and more details about just how our approach is rolling out. We also have a refreshed strategic plan for 2013-2015, and I'm holding up a copy. These are available out in the foyer, and they're also available here at the district building. It's called Impact Learning, Impact Lives, and this is really a continuation of Beyond the Talk, which was adopted by the board in 2008, but this plan outlines our theory in action, and it remains unsaid that we remain committed to our goals of access and equity, student achievement, and accountability from Beyond the Talk. While our vision and aspirations remain unchanged, we know now, and we now want to share our strategy for our next chapter of the work. For the first time, the board will use indicators of students' academic success and well-being as part of my evaluation, the superintendent's evaluation. The plan offers clarity as to what each of us can do at every level of the organization to support the instructional core. There is a coherent connection from what the boardroom, what's decided in the boardroom, to what happens in the classroom. What the district and central office needs are and what they will provide to schools, and what schools need to do to provide classrooms, and the classrooms what they will do in order to ensure student learning. Our plan communicates the San Francisco Unified School District's 6 strategies for success, which the board and I will continue to discuss over the course of this year. And for the next 2 academic years, it outlines the practices which we aim to embody in the classroom, in schools, in the central office, and in the boardroom to meet our goals. There will be more information about this refreshed strategic plan, but it provides clarity to our theory of action and our approach that we've utilized to implement Beyond the Talk. With our new quality improvement system, an updated strategic plan, our district has clearly articulated an accountability system and a set of strategies that will help us reach our goals of student achievement and access and equity. The school quality improvement system, which may be known to those of you out in the public as the waiver of No Child Left Behind, I want to be clear, we're not waiving accountability. What we're doing is waiving an outdated, archaic system to a more refined, enlightened system, which we in San Francisco have been practicing now for a number of years. The system will help us to continue our ongoing commitment to focus our entire district on the goal of preparing every student for college and career. It will also measure school performance in a variety of ways that collectively indicate if students are being prepared for college and career. Namely, it'll foster a culture of professional collaboration and continual improvement among teachers, school staff, parents, and students. It also supports students that they can thrive academically, emotionally, and socially. And it also will help us to accelerate our district's transition to the Common Core state standards, which will improve the way we teach and learn in ways that significantly better prepare students for college and career and participatory democracy in the 21st century. We will be sharing more information about just what this means for our community, and we think the community will be just as excited as we are. Last Thursday, the state announced statewide STAR test results, including the results for San Francisco Unified School District. While the majority of California districts saw a decrease in student achievement, the San Francisco Unified School District held its own. This year, proficiency rates in math continued to improve with a growth of 1.6% in grades 2 through 11, which makes us among the 10 largest school systems in California, one of the school systems with the highest growth in math. Approximately 69% of our students scored proficient or above in math. When grades 2 through 7 and end-of-the-year courses like algebra, geometry, etc. are combined, Our district's gains in math proficiency showed a modest increase of 0.2%, with a proficiency rate of 57%. Student proficiency on the California Standards Test, the CST, and English Language Arts remains over 60%, leading the state. There was a slight decrease of less than half a percentage point compared to last year. However, when compared to other school districts in California that saw greater decreases in student achievement, this was not an uncommon occurrence over the state. When looking at student achievement, I want to remind our constituents that the most informative perspective is to see trends and how students perform over time, not just 1 year of growth. And it's important to note that our students have made significant gains in English over the past 5 years, and a positive growth trend continues in math. We will continue to analyze these results. I can guarantee you there are many and deep conversations happening in every one of our school sites and our departments, and we will continue to share the results as well as other important measures of student achievement and well-being and learn from them so that we can all improve. Our school site leaders are actively looking at their data and will engage with their communities to understand how students are doing academically and socio-emotionally at every one of their schools. The percent of students proficient in our school district and the comparison of rates from last year to this year remain higher than the state in both ELA and math. And I'd personally like to thank every individual that touches a student's life, because they're the ones that are responsible for these gains in student achievement. So do our paraprofessionals, our classified staff, our teachers, our administrators, and all of those support staff that touch our students' lives, thank you. You're keeping our students on a track to academic achievement. Finally, I would like to again welcome back all of our teachers, our paraprofessionals, administrators this week, as we prepare to welcome all of our students this coming Monday, August 19th. So let me repeat that. Monday, August 19th is the first day back for all students. As was mentioned in my article today in one of our local newspapers, all students should begin to get on a school regimen of getting to bed early, rising early, getting a good breakfast, and getting prepared for school. We're actively waiting to see you walk through our doors. Thank you to everyone for all you do and your hard work and all that you do to support the children and families of San Francisco and our children and families in the San Francisco Unified School District. Welcome to the 2013-2014 school year.